This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I've told you this week you can win tickets to Nationals opening day at 8 o'clock every morning. Or it's a couple minutes after, but right now, caller number 10, we're going to hook you up with two tickets to the Nationals opening day, Thursday, March 27th versus Philly. First 20,000 fans get an opening day t-shirt. For the complete national schedule and tickets, visit thefandc.com. So caller 10 at 800-636-1067. You win those tickets to Nationals opening day, which is now just 6 days away.
Yep.
So that is creeping up. You know, we're talking about NIL deals, and I found this kind of fascinating. The NIL deal that Amir Khan has, the equipment manager for McNeese State. Valdez says he's got three. Well, BYU has a kid named Richie Saunders on the team.
He's awesome.
So Richie Saunders is a junior forward. He scored 16 points as BYU beat VCU yesterday.
He's one of the best. He didn't shoot the ball great last night or yesterday, but he's a really good shooter.
So apparently his grandfather or great-grandfather was one of the founders of the Ore-Ida company.
Ore-Ida.
So rich.
What is I'm sorry.
They're a frozen food company.
Oh, what's
but his
it called?
Grandfather.
Ore-Ida. You've heard of Ore-Ida.
They make all sorts of like hash browns and
French
tater
fries.
Tots and French fries. Okay.
That's what his grandfather invented.
He invented what?
Invented tater tots.
Really? You know what? What an innovator.
His
so
great grandfather.
Back in the day in the 70s, like early 80s when I was at Poland.
Uh-huh.
And we would have tater tots with our little pizza.
It was sure. The Saunders man.
He did
he
that
came
40
up with
years
that concept.
Ago.
Well, probably longer like, than that. This
way
is
early.
Great grandfather. No, his great grandfather.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he
invented
probably made
them.
Tater tots like in the late 1800s or 1900s.
You're gonna make me look. When were tater tots? AI will find this quickly. When were tater tots invented? 1953.
Okay, so in the 50s.
All right, but here is the gimmick for the NIL.
Mm-hmm.
His NIL deal has to do with his company and is tater tots themed. For every game that BYU wins in the tournament.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Ore-Ida is giving away free tater tots nationwide for 30 minutes after the game ends.
Oh, that's nice. You think I'm not going to track BYU? And if they win, I'm going to zoom to Harris Teeter and get free tots. That's a great promotion.
How much is that going to cost them?
Well, millions. Probably not that much because most people aren't going to be aware and they got to do it within the 30-minute window.
Brilliant marketing by them.
You got to do it in 30-minute window,
EB. Seems brilliant to me.
We would be on top of it.
Oh, I'll be so
now, can
on
you
top
buy
of it?
Like 100 bags?
Oh, I'm sure there's a limit.
Yeah,
I'm
there's
sure.
got to be a limit. Yeah, I mean, they're definitely not
gonna,
fine print.
They're not going to let you bankrupt the company, but that's a good frozen potato promotion they've got going right there.
So if they win,
Ore-Ida,
like
tots.
Online,
we should eat more tater tots.
Yeah. On X, it's Ore-Ida potatoes. They have a 30-minute tot clock.
A tot clock. Man, you know what? Give their marketing people, give them a merit raise because they're killing it this postseason.
Instead of a shot clock, they've got a tot clock.
You know what? when does BYU play next? They play tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
What time? What time is their game?
Cakes is mapping out his grocery visits.
is there game? If it's before the Caps game, I'll run out and get free tots. 100%.
All right, Caps game's early tomorrow, right?
Caps game's a 5 p.m.
So I gotta imagine if you go to like a Friday.
They play Wisconsin at 7:45.
I can still do it because I'll be home from the Caps game straight to Harris Theater if they beat Whiskey.
But where do you get tater tots these days? So if you go to like to a Friday's type place, like a Chili's type place, I would assume they have tater tots.
100%. Right?
But like, do fast food places have tater tots?
Some many. Yeah. Some do.
Like,
not all. Like, I'll
remember,
tell you what,
Roy Rogers used to have
Sonic tots. Has tots, and they're very good.
Well, Sonic has everything.
Sonic has tots.
Yeah.
I think Arby's might have tots on the menu.
I need
Sup Dogs
tots.
Has tots.
Sup Dogs has tots, and they're very
good.
I
feel like I just don't get enough tater tots.
We got tots. You want pepperoni pizza
But you just
got
to buy them in the grocery store.
Buffalo but
if you had to pick, if you have tots on one side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfectly done, okay? Because you don't want soggy tots.
No, they need to be crispy.
Yes.
Yeah. Not like super crunchy, but they have to have a crisp to them.
And then you have French fries on the other.
I mean, I'm
taking French fries.
Where's the fries from?
Yeah, depends.
Are they McDonald's fries right out of the hopper?
I'm going to give you...
Heavily salted?
I'm going to give you Five Guys fries.
Now, those are very good, too. Are they Sonic tots?
Huh?
If they're Sonic tots, I'm taking the Sonic tots. Okay. I'm a big fan.
What's the one that we used to get on the beach with the oil?
Thrashers. Thrashers fries.
Thrashers fries?
Thrashers.
The ones where they just put all the oil
in the vinegar.
Yeah,
vinegar.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I haven't had that in forever.
You haven't had boardwalk fries in a minute.
Boardwalk fries is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. But Thrashers is the Ocean City OG.
Yeah. That's the celly.
Right down by the arcade. Now, I'm sure they've moved locations.
Yeah, Marty's Playland.
They probably have a million locations. You're the mayor of Ocean City, Valdez.
Yeah, yeah. You get your Thrashers, and then you play skee-ball.
Hey, if you could go back, I know that none of us, well, Jason played college basketball, but the rest of us weren't collegiate athletes.
No.
So we certainly, and we were in college when there weren't NILs. But if you could have crafted the perfect NIL for you at Towson.
Oh, you're just talking about like from a like food if you had a, and enjoyment perspective, not money?
I feel like I know your answer. If you at Maryland during
Cluck
your...
Cluck you.
Yeah, you would have been a Cluck you guy.
Cluck you.
It's a great one.
I mean, I mean...
I think I might have just done the cellar.
Yeah, like a local bar or like a beer hookup. Any sort of beer or
$5 pitchers Monday nights.
Beer store hookup.
The Voo.
We were cellar guys because the Voo...
You know what Squirrel was telling me? Because he also went to Maryland, obviously. And he was a bartender at 94th Aero Squadron.
Okay. I remember those
days. That's a good old school.
Go there Fridays for
but
their happy
hour. But he said that the VU, I guess it was maybe the week before graduation, they renamed it the Elbow Room or something. Have you ever heard of that? He said, did you ever do Elbow Room at the VU?
Never heard of
that. Have they changed the name of it?
I don't know.
I mean,
it's
now the Cornerstone. It's a totally different name.
So give me your spot, Cakes, at Towson.
My spot at Towson. Oh. I would have an endorsement deal with Poor Richards, where we would get hammered, blackout drunk every Thursday night because it was $10 all you could drink.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a great deal that is for the binge drinking college student.
Does Milwaukee's Best even exist anymore?
Yes,
it's
still around.
Why was it so popular in college?
Because it was super cheap.
No, I know.
We used to get a case for $8.50.
Of course, I understand it was because it was cheap.
24 beers for
$8.50. But how come I never see it when I go to like a store. Like, I never see Milwaukee's Best.
You never buy beer.
Okay, your kids go to Maryland. What's the cheap beer that the kids drink?
At Maryland
now? Yeah,
yeah. I don't know if they slum as low as like Milwaukee's Best. It's
we used to do
like,
that.
Probably like Miller
Did
Light.
Did you do Bud Milwaukee's
Light.
Best?
Yes,
too?
But we are Natty Light guys.
I mean, I would drink Swill back in college. I would drink Olympia.
Was Natty Light cheaper than Milwaukee's Best?
No, you had to go to Shoppers because at Shoppers it was $9.99 as opposed to $12.99 at Lynn's.
Bish, what's your NIL deal at Salisbury?
Oh, man. Probably the.
Richmond.
Probably Montana's.
Okay.
Montana's was like a kind of a sports bar back then, or Shelley's Circle Bar.
Okay.
That's maybe Shelley's Circle Bar. That's where I used to see Dan Quinn all the time.
Okay.
But Shelley's Circle Bar is no.
Was Dan Quinn wearing his hat backwards back in the day?
Of course.
Yeah.
He was born with it on.
Yeah.
I watched Jason Kidd and Cal his freshman year, I think it was. I was with you in Salisbury at one of those bars.
We were probably at Shelley's.
Probably at Shelley's.
Yeah. By the way, it was like a pool hall.
I have a slight bone to
pick. Or Montana's would have been a different
slight bone to pick with EA Sports 2025 Madden. They have Dan Quinn with his hat facing forward.
Ooh.
That's just a major faux pas.
It kind of is.
Why'd they do that?
Valdez,
where's your NIL deal during your days at Maryland?
Town Hall Liquor.
Town Hall Liquor. It's a good one.
Which I believe... Pour some out for Town Hall Liquor. I don't think it exists anymore.
Is that right?
I think they're wiping that whole like shopping center out.
What about, is Town Hall the one where Kig and Sue owned? No, they owned College Park Liquors. Is that still there?
That's right next to Deepy Dough, isn't it?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
And what about you, Drabby, at Arizona State? What's your NIL?
Dream Palace Cabaret.
I'll have to look that one
up. Entertainment establishment?
It was across the street from our condos.
So what was it, like a strip club?
Yeah.
Hold on. So did you guys actually go a lot there?
Honestly, we can afford it.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you feel stupid?
Of course. Yeah, but you're 21 and Randy.
You're 21, you're horned up.
Hey, if you could go visit Danny or Coco or Ruby now.
It's still a place? It's still a thing? Mm.
I think so, yeah.
Rachel and Mariah.
Look at that.
That's not where you almost got murdered, is it?
No, that was after I graduated.
Yeah. So what was the beer that you all drank?
You know what?
Arizona
their quality
State?
Of girls on their website?
Solid.
It's better than I would expect. Like, I usually probably feel like strippers AI. Are run down. These look like they're probably students. Were they students?
No way.
Some of them. Yeah,
I bet some of them were students.
Mostly community.
I think that's your dream, right? If you're,
is that the finance majors.
Is that the dream of your college student? Like one of the girls in your class is a stripper at the local cabaret?
I'm sure plenty of them were. Yeah, I can't remember the details, but.
Well, hold on. What was the beer?
Look at the place across the street from where he was living. It looks just a nubby plaza.
Looks like a plaza.
That was your view from your apartment?
Looks like Lost.
Yeah, it's like typical Arizona.
That's Scottsdale Road right there.
Hey, what was the beer you guys drank?
Bush Light.
Okay, or that's Coors still Light. Very popular.
Coors Light, yeah.
No,
the
art
aristocrat. No.
You have the fancy pants.
Mar, what was the cheap beer you guys
drank? Well, we drank Coors Light because our school president, his name was...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Laddie Coors, so everybody just, that's how I used to drink Coors Light.
You and Bruce Allen pounding Coors Lights.
Mar, what did you guys drink? What VCU?
Silver
is that
Bullet
what you
at? Radford.
Radford.
What he's still drinking.
What's the acceptance rate at Radford again?
99.9
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no, it's up like there though, right?
I think it's in the 90s for sure.
90.6%
All right,
go round ahead. It up to 91.
What did y'all drink?
Bush Light. I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tale as old as time.
All right.
And Twisted Tea.
Twisted Tea was big.
That was big.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Get twisted. Mike Moore's getting twisted. He might get twisted at MGM today. It's out of it.
All right. Coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Live and Collective Soul. You can call it now at 800-636-1067 for the morning matchup and a little bit of an update on Aaron Rodgers. Don't go anywhere.